This has been a week of episodes where letting go comes into what I spoke about often. And I saw an interesting post the other day about letting go. I'm Carol Lynn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive. I'm so glad you can be here today. Maybe you'll get something out of about 2 minutes of me rattling on, okay? All right, what I saw was it is sometimes easy to let go of things. The hard part comes in the who to give them to. I have beautiful things from my grandmother. I'm offering them to a cousin who found me last year. I'm going to visit her and take photos of the pieces and ask her if she wants them. I'm also taking a lot of old photos to her. This is an easy let go and an easier way to find a who to give them to. That rhymes. That's a Dr. Zeussical. Then I have my things, including baby clothes I wore and several other pieces. No one's going to want those. I have collectibles, too, and since I made the decision to change the executor on my will, she will have an inventory list of who gets what. Yep, I'm thinning out again. It's time. I spoke yesterday about letting go of hoping something would happen and how I have no remorse about accepting it, because it's not going to happen. Obviously, I was holding on to hope that the other person wasn't. I live hours away from my family. I'm trying to make things easier for them. I don't plan to leave this earth anytime soon, but even Rosie has a place to go. She'll stay locally with someone who will love her the rest of her life if I'm gone. Things eventually fall into place when you're letting go. At first, it may be an eyes-wide moment. Then the answer will come. It always does. Again, I'm Carol Lynn Sanek, life coach, author, high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. Oh, I said the whole name this time. Thank you so much for listening. And that would be a wrap.